Thank you, Ben. That was great. Thank you so much. 13 miles of strip malls, not a liquor store in sight. I have to find one by 9 p.m. or to lock the doors up tight. If I find one at 9:02, they'll leave me in the cold. And all I want before I go to bed is some whiskey for my soul. I said, all I want before I go to bed is some whiskey for my soul. Some people might tell me I'm addicted to alcohol, but the leathernecks would sneer, I have no problems at all. Maybe I'm just lonely, just not tough enough. The whiskey has mostly helped me whenever life turned rough. I said, whiskey has mostly helped me whenever life turned rough. A disturbing glimpse. It's midnight. I see my neighbor open his door and notice a giant American flag hanging on his living room wall. The heart is loneliness. I'm fighting something here, something big and hairy. It feels like my skin is made of a bed of nails wired to an atmospheric sensor. All day, my stomach eats itself. I am the scale of Kennywood out of fortunes. Did someone turn up Earth's gravity? And if not, why do my insides feel squished into a glob found in an old bucket of paint? Rubber and mineral oil and scentless existence that now has to be thrown away in a particular way so as not to poison the water supply. Thanks. Little lighter, Jackrabbit. We often give into it and end up in cemeteries and playgrounds and behind backstops. And as long as I live, we'll never forget going at it in the little kitchen in the back of Pavilion Number 2, the Jackrabbit right on the edge of neon. When among the roar of the coaster, ripping down the hillside, shaking the hell out of everyone with that violent double dip and violent reentry back to the station, came the clomping of black leather shoes. A Kennywood cop, there to turn on the string of hot yellow lights. Off we went in a hurry. Thou S for Scotty. Curtis Gilbert plays the trombone like Scott Silverwhite's bones. Creature from the Black Lagoon. I want to turn off the lights and take you there. Saturday night. We saw the commercial on TV, Bingo. Chili Billy in a highway tux on a Tuesday, Wednesday. Before you call, make sure you have a good bingo. We never had a good bingo. Damn, what's the station? WPGH? Ma and Paul Kettle? For some reason, we went ape shit for Creature from the Black Lagoon in 3D, sponsored by Kogo's, where you had to grab the red and blue cardboard glasses. And we did. Me, my mom, and my sister. And it's one of those memories. We all have them, but maybe we deny them. I can see as clear as a 20-hour movie. Climbing into the giant car, driving up 30 to Kogo's, storming the place, neon nylon shorts, all that sunlight and industrial commercial shelving. The M&Ms, the popcorn, and the fish. It worked. Prehistoric fish circled our living room. I nearly cried. Forget the West. Thank you. Plastic. I honestly don't care. I've eaten a greasy thumbprint on my sandwich. Don't count on me unless someone wants to grab a son of a bitch and peel their face on YouTube. I love whiskey in tiny bottles. Jaeger, too. And I don't recycle, even though every turtle in the whole goddamn world is full of plastic. Just want to let the shitheads of the future know. In reality, no one gave a fuck. I don't even drink whiskey, by the way. And this is why. The Zipper Club. Already writing about my heart attack. Hey, I better. I may not survive it. So much of my time is just spent waiting for it to happen. My grandfather dead at 56, heart attack. Just killed over, slobbering and snoring, right in front of Marie, his fourth wife. It makes it worse he died at dawn in the purple mush. I am not a morning person. My mother, her quadruple bypass and a month in a coma. My uncles, Barry and Vic, and also my Aunt Angie, all members of the Zipper Club. I swear there's an ache right now, either gas or death in an old clavicle thing. It all gets stuck down there in the chest. I move and nothing happens until I take a deep breath and twist my arm through the hitch, and I'm so sick of the body, uncomfortable existence, and universal fear. Just a few more. Thank you so much for having me and listening, coming out on this beautiful night tonight. Fast food. I see the kid laying tangled in his bicycle outside the McDonald's in San Diego. It's as if my brain was mechanically separated and pressed into the shape of an exit wound right then. I panicked when mom took us for dinner and for about a year made incredible scenes with full crazed tantrums to stop us from staying, always insisted on a drive-through. And when we did eat there because my sister wanted to ride Grimace, I'd wolf down everything and memorize escape routes, heart pounding in my ears, little feet pacing the rubber floor, filthy with pollen and ketchup splatters. The last stand of the saltwater humans. Oh God, okay, I didn't realize this. Okay. I was drunk and shouldn't have been driving. Pete and Hannah's wedding at the Andy Warhol. And there you were, gray hoodie, head straight down, staring a hole through the pavement, waiting. I missed you and saved at least one of our lives. 911 said they already got the call. Man standing on 376 East. How long were you there waiting to be turned into spaghetti? How long have I buried the wires that will power my death? Where did I start and how did I get here? In a flash, I saw the years in jail, the marriage over. I felt the acid drip through the floors, toes dissolved. My wife was right there, and that's what scares me the most. Soon, the body will not be only made of fat, stone, and water. In fact, soon there will be no body, but several forms. Some people will choose machine, others uploaded in the worlds to go on forever. If you got the cabbage, there will be yours. This is it. That is why now is so important. And I hope you're fine. Two more, here's a label. Pittsburgh is the city of Porsches. Swallow that, hippies and sports fans. I swear they caused a calcified bumps in my mouth. If I had a pile of dough, I'm not sure I'd care. Why do I now? Makes me feel like a stupid man. Pittsburgh is now the city of Porsches, and I want to key them off. Wise potato chips are my absolute favorite and can't be beat. Not only are the chips fried the most golden, for every once in a while, a burn one appears like a raunchy dream. It's reaching in and pulling out obnoxiously large chips, still sturdy for a guava dip, usually from a tub of Turner's, but often from Snyder's, which is sweet. Drunk, they're clouds in the sky. I've crunched dog heads and patron saints, dunked elephants fried stiff. Some take 2-3 bites. Stood in a snap aisle, stuffing back tears on Super Bowl Sunday after grabbing the last giant bag the year my father died. He made dip out of cream cheese, chopped green olives with pimento, and a bunch of brine. Wise potato chips are fucking delicious, and now I have to unpack this. Found out they're owned by a huge nasty conglomerate, and it pangs. I could live with it being the official chip of the New York Mets, but this? What are we to do? No matter how much we try, our greasy fingers will always have to choose. A trip to the grocery store is a political test. Buying salmon at Walmart funds North Korea's nukes? Yuengling is run by a bunch of union-busting dickweeds? Hell, even texting someone I love you is carried on the backs of Chinese slaves. All those tiny parts dipped in mercury, eyesight, disappearing. Each breath an injustice. Our grandparents' love for bananas peeled skin from human skulls. A man buried in a Westinghouse bridge? Some Croatian guy? Who gives a shit? Been this way forever. All our bones deserve to be crushed. Still, I dip and I dip. All right, one more, because that's it. Hand of Magic. Thank you again for having me. John Scott, thank you, Chris. Thank you, fellow readers. Panda Magic. This is for Jacqueline B., who just won $11,607.79. Penny slots at Rivers Casino. Gray mop top, easy and fast, flowered blouse, thin strap of purse hung tight over shoulder, cigarette ribbons wafting from the smoking section. Please don't tell your husband, Jackie. That money is yours. Thank you so much. Thank you.